A trial for a new treatment for the most serious solid tumour cancers, so these are cancers like brain and lung and bowel, has been given funding by investors. Cancer treatment company Trigenix has announced that £70 million will be invested into trying a gene therapy, which they believe is able to switch off cancer cells and stop them from recurring. Faye Robertson is a consultant clinical oncologist. She's been involved with the research and spoke to us a bit earlier.
One of the challenges in treating cancers like glioblastoma is that really there are so many differences between the cells within the tumour. And over the last several years, we've learned more and more about the mutations that contribute to cancer. And yet we haven't cured these cancers. And what the team at Trigenix has discovered is something that glioblastoma cancer cells have in common. And that's the way they switch genes on and off. And essentially, we found we could harness that to our advantage by designing a genetic switch. So we can introduce genes of our choice that are then only switched on in the cancer cells and not in the healthy cells. Wow. So the two genes we've chosen are one that leads to the production of a toxic molecule that kills the cell from within, and another which leads to the activation of the immune system around the tumour, which then destroys the cancer cells. So the cancer cells are essentially destroyed in two different ways, leaving the healthy cells untouched.
Part of that then is making the body aware that these are things to get rid of.
Yeah, absolutely. So wake up the immune system, and in the brain that's particularly important.
So what kind of cancers might this work for?
So the kind of beauty of this approach is that designing that switch, you can do that for really any cancer. We've figured out what's the appropriate switch for glioblastoma tumour cells, and we've also started working on what might be the right switch in colorectal cancer and liver cancer and lung cancer, and we've begun the laboratory research that hopefully will also lead to clinical trials in those cancers.
This could be absolutely revolutionary, couldn't it? This is amazing.
It's incredibly exciting, and I'm an oncologist, I treat glioblastoma, but I've also done laboratory research with Professor Stephen Pollard, and it's in his lab that this new treatment was developed. And really, as soon as I saw the incredibly exciting laboratory results emerging, I started working on how to bring this treatment into a clinical trial for patients as quickly and safely as possible, sort of initially in a small academic team and more recently in conjunction with Trigenix. And as you've said, they're announcing today that they've raised £70 million in investment to allow us to deliver the first in-human clinical trial. And we hope to treat the first patient in the spring of next year, and I'll be leading that trial from Edinburgh.
So I guess the thing with the human trial is just demonstrating safety in humans, because I guess all of these studies have been done in mice so far, have they?
That's right. And we've actually eradicated the tumour in the majority of mice, and that's incredibly, you know, promising. Yeah. And we urgently need better treatments for glioblastoma, because it's unfortunately an incurable tumor. It's clearly a big leap from the lab to the clinic, and you know, I'm conscious that some people listening will be living with a glioblastoma or have a relative living with a glioblastoma, and it's important that I'm cautious with their expectations in spite of my own excitement. And I would say to people that, you know, it's very promising, but there's a road ahead of us yet.
That was Faye Robertson, consultant clinical oncologist, speaking to us about this pretty exciting trial of a new treatment for solid tumour cancer.